Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
It was just about paying attention to detail and sticking with the running game. You know, some points in the game, we would have loved to have more success, especially early on. But, you know, we broke off some good runs, and we had some, you know, we had a decent amount of yards in the first half. But we were able to come out the second half and introduce a couple more plays, and that run that Mike Bush had in the fourth, and then Forte's run a couple plays before that. That was the first two times that we ran those plays in the game. So they dialed them up, and we were smiling, and we executed, and, you know, we ran the same play twice for about 40 or 50 yards total, and it worked out. We just try to catch the defense off guard, and hopefully, you know, our receivers do a great job of blocking on the edge, and I just try to get out there to clean up whoever else is out there, and you know, Matt makes the whole play look good. You know, he makes his read, he makes the cut, and we try to get a first down. You know, we're just trying to get this thing worked out to the best of our ability. You know, early on in the season, we had the offense working good, but not how it's working now. And the good thing is when you have two good quarterbacks who can get that offense rolling and keep that momentum the way that we did, it was pretty good to see, especially for the second or third week in a row. Well, you know, it's December. It's cold outside. The more you run, you know, you want to mix it up as much as you can. And when you have a running back like Forte, who has a great speed, great cutting ability, he's very athletic. And when you can put somebody else in like Mike Bush, that's just going to pound the rock and can also make great reads. And it just helps our offense out more, especially if we can get him going early and, you know, get him warmed up. And then you see what he can do when he gets in there and he makes those reads, and he can take a play out the backside for, you know, 40-something yards. His preparation was always where it has been since week one. That's just him being human, you know, and realizing that, you know, Josh did play great. But the good thing is, Trestman was a man of his word when he said that when Jay was 100%, he was getting his job back. And I think Josh did a great job of understanding that, and Jay understood that, and he didn't push it, and he wanted to make sure he was completely healthy when he came back. So, you know, it was great to see our guy back out there, and you know, we're just going to try to keep this thing rolling. Well, you know, it just goes to show the type of he's just a man of his word. You know, he said he was going to do something. It didn't make a difference how the situation with Josh turned out. Now, Josh got our offense going and helped, you know, put us in the position that we are in. And Jay came back in, and he just stepped up and he got things rolling. You know, it wasn't, you know, we hit a little adversity, but that's what the game of football is. You know, we were playing a good defense. We rallied around each other, and we just want to go out and win. And when you have two quarterbacks that prepare the way that they do, and the offensive coordinator and head coach and quarterback coach that put in an amount of work, and you can have two quarterbacks like that, it's no drop off. That's pretty exciting stuff. Well, it means a lot. You know, if he can do that, if he can live up to his word with the way Josh was playing, you know, then, you know, if he can do it at the quarterback level, he can do it at any other level. You know, he's just being true to his, you know, true to his team, true to his word. And you know, that just means a lot to, you know, to our team. And the way it played out, it all worked out. Well, I believe he spoke with, you know, with the offensive line leader and Garza. And, you know, and he brought it up to us, and I get it, you know, I understand that, you know, like I was saying earlier, Josh was playing great. He got our offense rolling. He made some big plays. But like I said earlier, Trestman was a man of his word. He stuck by that. When Jay was healthy, he was coming back. Of course, we welcome him back with open arms. We understand the type of competitor he is, the heart he has for this game, the love he has for this game. It was exciting for him to go out there and get a win and be productive as he was. When you face adversity in a game, you don't know when it's coming. Unfortunately, it came for us as an offense in the first half. And, you know, I just think we did a great job of rallying around each other, and we stuck to the game plan. We didn't do anything different. Coach Tressman had the confidence in Jay to go out there and continue to do what he was doing. And he called the plays. It was, you know, he didn't try to cater anything. You know, just because we did face a little adversity, we just rallied around each other. We stuck to the game plan, and we came away with a good W. Well, you know, when it comes to blocking out the noise, we addressed it as a team. We knew, you know, the media reports. We knew things that was going on. We understood that, but we didn't focus on it. It was something, you know, when you're in the locker room, when you have the type of guys that you have, if you're focusing on things around the team, what everybody else is saying, it takes away from, you know, what you're trying to get done in-house. If we're worrying about what's going on, about who's talking about what or doing this and what situation, blah, 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 it takes away from the preparation that we have. And, you know, I just think that we did a good job of keeping our eyes forward and keeping our eyes on the prize.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.